broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
It is one of the options. Now they have to wait and see if the
Antibiotics sustain and hopefully expand the support in the American public.
You easily become overwhelmed. You think about a goal that sounds good to you.
It was horrible. You could not even get down the road.
And so I think the president is a moron.
That is a threat.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night until, like, well, the time that I said. That's right. Truth is our bitch, baby. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. They can, and increasingly, more and more of them cannot. What was your New Year's resolution? To lose weight? To quit smoking? Our next guest, Brass Villanueva, is with the Los Malos, which is a political action group, Hispanic political action group here in Los Angeles, talking about the inherent racism of New Year's resolutions. That's coming up here in a moment. 877-876-PHIL. Plus, next hour, Margaret Gray will deliver a jam-packed, action-packed entertainment report having all to do with all of that, okay? 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. You see, if you ain't got a backstage pass, then you don't know what's going on in this world. You sure as hell don't know what's happening with this radio show. And if you think you know and you don't have a backstage pass, you don't. So get a backstage pass. Watch the live streaming video of our show right now as I stare into the camera, deep into the camera with the love of Jesus and my beautiful blue eyes. And get that backstage pass and then access our archives, access our podcasts, access our episodes and our webisodes, our news blog, our video rants, our classic fills. Brother, it just doesn't end, man. And by the end of this month, we're going to have a video production going with this live video stream. It's going to look like The View. Well, 877, it'll be The View with like one guy hosting it. 877-876-PHIL is the number. And again, we bring on Mr. Brass Villanueva. He's with Los Malos. And we're going to talk, before we do, I want to talk about these New Year's resolutions. Because Americans have resolved, according to the news, Americans have resolved to tighten their belts and to quit smoking in 2011. As you guys know, I quit smoking in 2010. Quitting smoking and tightening belts around their waists and on the household budget tops the lists of America's New Year's resolutions for 2010. Here is today's show contributor, Dr. Gail Saltz, saying that regardless of your resolution, the best way to keep it is to write down your plan of action.
People easily become overwhelmed. You think about a goal that sounds good to you, but it's usually multi-step. And by the time you get to step two or three, you're like, oh, this is just too hard. Forget about it. So if you write down concretely, how would you, and I would say do it in a weekly plan, week to week, what are the incremental changes that I'm going to make that will take me ultimately to the big change that I want to make? Mm. Everything can be broken down.
All right, Brass Villanueva joining us from Los Angeles. Mr. Villanueva, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And thank you for joining us, sir. And you are with Los Malos?
That's correct, Los Malos. We have been a political action group since 2000, of young Latin males who are looking to suspend and to roll back these negative impressions in the media, negative impression of news, and any destructive impression or destructive handling of information regarding the Hispanic community. And we're also on the lookout for what we feel could be racist paradigm within the community.
And is that why you are talking about New Year's resolutions today?
Well, we have talked to a number of programs like yourself, Mr. Hendry, today, okay, because we want the word out, okay, that New Year's resolutions might be fun and a lot of fun, you know, for white community, Anglo Euro community, or people who can afford, to give up this or give up that or tighten their belt here or go on a very expensive or fancy diet. Okay, that is not the case in the Hispanic community, and I dare say it's probably not the case in the Black community. And
well, let me interrupt you. How are New Year's resolutions racist?
How are New Year's resolutions racist?
Yeah.
Okay, New Year's resolution in and of themselves, if you were just saying, I resolve to be a better person, okay, or I resolve to do something, okay, that to contribute to my community, okay? But to say that I resolve to go on a diet, okay, or I resolve to give up cigarettes, okay, or I resolve to do things that are easy, okay, for Anglo-Eurocentric community to do. When I grew up in my community, okay, the only thing that was to eat was food you'd get at a snack stand or down a liquor store, okay? The only thing I had to eat, okay, were the sugar-rich, high-carbohydrate snack food, okay, or soft drink, okay? So in the Hispanic community, saying I have a New Year's resolution, I'm going to, okay, go on a diet. We do not have the money or the resources to go on expensive Anglo-Eurocentric diet. We don't have the money or the resources, okay, to dabble, dally, okay, in these different kinds of diet of the week, or a new kind of budgeting, or what do you call when you go and you get the, you know, the software for your TurboTax, okay? So we find that race.
All right, I don't want to interrupt you too much with questions that you may think are redundant or you've answered them before, but again, I'm not exactly sure. We're talking to Brass Villanueva here with Los Malos. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That New Year's resolutions in your book are a racist thing because they're the only kinds of things that only white people, right?
Well, I said Anglo-Eurocentric people, right, okay, who are able to... Okay, engage in that kind of ridiculous hobby. Okay, the New Year's resolution is racist because there's no way that a minority, okay, like a Hispanic, can partake in a New Year's resolution. My people only have, okay, 7-Eleven and a corner gas station for food. Okay, so if we resolve to diet or be healthier, we fail. Okay, resolutions were constructs of the white man. Yet another way to keep minority down, because the white people, okay, say, let's have a resolution, okay, well, I'm going to give up cream puffs and Twinkie and everything, okay? Well, if I do that, that's the only thing that I know. So, again, the resolution is a construct of the Anglo-Euro, okay, people who can afford these kinds of things.
Well, what if Hispanic people just didn't adopt New Year's resolutions?
Well, that is essentially the point that we are making today and that we made at the confab at Cal State LA. And when we told the assembled students there, okay, as well as the teacher conference, okay, that we are telling them now, do not engage, okay, in this racist agenda of New Year's resolution. I'm going to go on a New Year's resolution, okay? I'm going to go on a diet. Well, don't kid yourself. If you're a young Latina, a Latino, you saying I'm going to go on a diet, all you're saying is, okay, I'm going to adopt some expensive way of eating that I can't afford. You know as well as I do that my people go to the co-op. We're going to eat Santa Fe chili or chipotle or something out of the can like that. Or maybe go to a butcher shop and get whatever, you know, meat and gravy is available to me. Okay, because I don't have the money, okay, to go and buy Bulga caviar and everything that the Eurocentric do. So these constructs that the Anglo-Euro...
No, what do you mean by construct?
Well, what I mean by construct?
Yeah.
What I mean by that is that these are created by the Anglo-Euro society for their own amusement, okay, as well as to laugh at the Hispanic or African monkey. Okay.
Why do you say monkey? You know.
Well, that when you ask me about a construct, that's all I'm saying. It's got nothing to do with anything. But when they say construct, okay, that's what they mean. They mean.
Why did you say the con? That's for the monkey.
Yeah, that's what it means, though. It means that, okay, you you in other words, a white man, you came up with this construct of a New Year's resolution so that you can keep a New Year's resolution, but the monkey. Okay, the monkey man can't do it. All right, that's all I'm saying.
And but that word is that I you're, so that's how racist it is. It's like a enjoyment of whites to watch Hispanics fail.
I don't know if it started out that way. Okay, But I do know that the New Year's resolution is strictly a white construct because I can't go on the diet that they can go on, okay? I can't give up the food they can give up, okay? I can't say, okay, I'm not gonna have a grape drink, okay? I'm not gonna have Hostess coconut ball, okay? I'm not gonna have a Dorito. I'm not gonna have a nacho with the cheese. I can't do that because I don't have those choices because I don't have the economic choice.
So the New Year's resolution is an expensive thing to keep.
That's correct, yes, sir. And also, the questions you're asking, Mr. Henry, are very basic questions that you already had an answer to, so it is a little racist for you to be asking these questions like I'm a dumb ape, okay?
No, sir, I don't think that at all, okay? I don't think that at all.
Well, you're asking some pretty obvious questions.
Well, it may be, but I don't think you're dumb or a dumb ape. Hold on for a minute. I'm asking the question why he thinks that New Year's resolutions are racist, and he says it's because Hispanics and blacks can't afford to keep New Year's resolutions. They can't afford to go on these diets. They can't afford to eat the food that the Anglo-Euro New Year's resolution would demand of the person going on a diet. 877-876-PHIL. So they had a meeting today, I think, over at Cal State LA, where they had a Hispanic student union saying that they're giving up New Year's resolutions as a white man's construct. It's got nothing to do with the Hispanic community. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Brad Phil and a waiver from Los Malos. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, welcome back. 877-876-PHIL. And Brass Villanueva joins me here from Los Malos. It's a political action committee comprised of young Latin males, as you say, Brass, and you're looking to redesign the media image of Hispanic people. Now, the New Year's resolution I never looked at as being racist, but I understand. I'm strictly a white man here. And you're saying that it is a racist construct because the New Year's resolutions that white people come up with are generally really expensive.
That is correct. That's right.
Okay. Well, who says that Hispanic people have to do those?
No. See, you don't understand, Stanley. Hispanic people, all people, okay, are going to engage in, okay, a New Year's resolution, okay. The New Year's resolution that the white construct of these New Year's resolutions are is that they're going to go on a diet. And most of these diets that these whites or Anglo-Euros go on are expensive, okay, expensive water, okay, it's expensive foods, vegetables that Hispanics do not have the same access to vegetables that whites have, and they don't have access to the same expensive waters that whites have. Okay, and so right there, if you say I'm going to go on a diet, I can't go on the same diet that a white, that you would go on, okay? Because I don't have access to the same vegetable, and I don't have access to the same water.
And wait. You go into a supermarket.
Okay, well, hold on. Now, I don't go in the same supermarket you go into. I go into a supermarket, okay, where there's a lot of roots. Most, if you go into the Hispanic or Latin market, you're not going to find, okay, vegetables that are like those kinds that, you know, not vegetables, but fruit. There's a lot of roots, a lot of thick roots, turnips, okay? So I can't go on a fancy diet, okay, of watercress or parsley. I've got to go on thick root-based diets, okay, that I'm not sure are going to work. I mean, a turnip diet or a rutabaga diet, I don't know, okay? Then you go to the water. I don't have access to the water. Hispanic people have traditionally been cut off from clean water for a variety of reasons, okay? And Hispanic people have been forced for a variety of reasons to get their water out of a faucet, go to a neighbor's faucet, and drink out of that, with one knee on the ground, okay? So that also is difficult, okay?
And I don't understand. I don't understand you. I just don't understand you. You're telling me that you do not have access to the same vegetables, that you got to go on root-based diets.
Because if you go into a Latin market.
You can go into a Latin market. I've been to a Latin market. Why don't you go into a regular supermarket?
You almost said, see, you wanted to say a white man's market, didn't you?
No, I was going to say a regular mainstream supermarket.
What's wrong with a Latin market?
Because apparently, according to you, it doesn't have the vegetables that you want to go on the right kind of diet. Let me take a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL, and we have Floyd in Chico, California. Floyd, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Brassville and Nueva. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I run across country all the time, and I know a lot of Hispanic people, and a New Year's resolution is not a racist thing. It's a good thing. I resolved to quit smoking last 2 years ago in January, and I quit smoking. That doesn't make me racist because I quit smoking. Sounds to me like we're connecting everything to race.
No, but what I'm saying, okay, is that you can quit smoking as a Euro-Anglo, okay, because you don't have the same pressure that I have as a Hispanic. I can't quit smoking because of the pressure that I've been put under by the Anglo-Euro paradigm, okay? So that's what I mean about the construct being racist. I can't quit smoking or quit drinking. If I do, I would blow up, or I don't know what would happen. See what I mean? So you can quit smoking, and everything's chill.
My friend, I can only say this to you, is that you need to jump off the racist wagon and jump on the real people wagon, because, you know what? I eat a lot of Mexican foods. That's all I eat, as a matter of fact, because of where I haul to and don't haul to. And their foods are good. And as far as the vegetables go and the fruits go, do you know that 90% of the vegetables that we get in the winter come from Mexico? We don't tell them we got bad fruits and vegetables. I pick them up in Arizona and take them to Washington and California and Oregon. Arizona, when they come over from the Mexican, from the border.
That's right.
So
that's true. That's true.
People don't have good fruits and vegetables. Come on, my friend.
No. I'm saying that a lot of the good fruits and vegetables are Mexican, but they do come to the Euro-Anglo border town and go Euro. All those vegetables wind up in an Anglo house. And what's left is a rutabaga for me.
You have the same right to go to them and buy them than I do.
That's true. But
stopped you from buying them, but you.
No, that's true. But what's that going to look like, okay, of me going in to an Anglo market and picking through rutabaga and everything, right? Because the
No. He's saying you don't have to eat rutabaga. You can go in and...
Well, but what I'm trying to tell both you gentlemen is, after years and years and years of going on a beet diet or a root diet, now I'm in the white or in the Anglo-Euro market, and I don't know what to buy. And they've taken all my vegetables.
You know what, my friend? There's something definitely wrong with your thinking, because... You know what I haul down to Arizona to go into Mexico? I haul apples and pears and things that go into Mexico that they sell in Mexico. So you're not going to tell me that you don't have the same food. You do have them. You, my friend, are on a racist card. And you know what? That's more racist than any white man could ever be.
Well, sir, I don't live in Mexico, sir. I live in America, okay? I know what you mean, but in a lower-income Hispanic community, the pear and the apple... It bypasses us. It goes right straight to a wealthy Mexican home. The vegetables that come from Mexico goes into your house or into the Anglo house. And what's left to me is I have to eat.
Let me tell you something, my friend. When I was growing up, I used to go out and poach pheasant, poach duck, because that's the only meat that went onto my table for my mother and I. You know, so don't tell me about being poor, my friend. I've been there.
Well, you had duck meat. You had duck. I don't even have duck. I don't even have no duck. See, we can't do that now. If I tried to go out and poach a duck, the LAPD, the only place to do it is MacArthur Park.
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what. There were times when I took breadcrumbs and running from the doggone pond to William Land Park in Sacramento into the back seat of my car and stole ducks and went along their necks, and that's what went on our table. So don't tell me, my friend.
Are you telling me you killed a duck on a pond in downtown Sacramento?
The guy took him right off the doggone, right out of the doggone park at William Lane Park in Sacramento.
Well,
you gotta be poor, my friend. I grew up poor.
Well, I didn't have no ducks. See, what I'm saying is at least you had a duck. We didn't, where I grew up, there were no duck ponds.
All right. Listen, Floyd, thank you so much, sir. That's a great story. We'll be back here with Brassville Nueva as we talk about New Year's resolutions and how they're racist, according to his organization, Los Malos, 877-876-PHIL.
I didn't grow up with ducks.
Phil Hendry.
No ducks.
Welcome back here to the Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. If you can watch live streaming video of our show with a backstage pass, do it. We're over there, and our backstage pass shows the show being performed as we perform it right now. And with me is Brass Villanueva of Los Malos as we talk about New Year's resolutions. And I will tell you, and I told you this off the air, Mr. Villanueva, I've never heard of New Year's resolutions.
I wish you'd call me Brass, too.
Okay, Brass.
I don't want to be formal, okay, and I don't mean anything, okay, against you, Mr. Hendry.
No, I know that. I've never heard of New Year's resolutions being racist.
To answer your question, the last gentleman that was on talked about eating duck, that he was so poor he ate duck, okay? Mr. Hendry, I'm from a Hispanic community, okay? I think every Hispanic person right now, okay, listening to me right now, okay, will understand what I'm saying, okay? Duck, that you might as well say it's like a dinosaur, animal that I've never seen, okay? Because in my neighborhood was cats and dogs, and I'm not Asian, okay?
And, well, what does that mean?
Well, in other words, I'm not going to eat a cat or a dog, okay?
Well, that Asian people don't eat cats and dogs.
No, I understand that, sir. See, I'm not being racist. What I'm saying is the racism comes from the whites, okay, and or the Anglos. And for me to go into an Anglo-Euro market or like Trader Joe's, okay, or Whole Foods, okay, confuses the Hispanic because of the selection of vegetables and root vegetables that are there, okay? That is confusing. And it's racist, because if I look at, for instance, I went to a Trader Joe's, okay, and I saw a selection of stir-fried scallop, I think was what it was, okay? That's something so far beyond the experience of a Hispanic person that even if I could afford that, which I'm not saying that I can, okay, I would not know, okay, what to do with that, as crazy as it sounds. Okay.
If you saw a bag of stir-fried scallops at Trader Joe's, and you could afford to buy that, would you buy it?
No, I would not.
Why not?
I don't know what that is. I am not. It's not part of my personal paradigm. Okay, that's why I mean about racism. So the only thing that I could eat that comes out of the ocean, okay, if I knew what it was, like tuna, is all. Okay. And that is the experience of the Hispanic person, is what I'm trying to tell you. That's why it's racist to say, go have a diet. What am I going to eat? Scallop. Okay, that's racist. I don't know. Am I going to go on a tuna diet? Okay, I can do that, but that's all I know. And that's a limiting thing, and it's racist.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. So Hispanic people, because they're not familiar with scallops, if they're going to go on a seafood diet, for instance, it's got to be tuna or nothing.
It would have to be tuna out of a can, yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to some phone calls here. 877-876-PHIL with Brass Phil and Nueva. James in Fresno. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Yes, I am sorry, sir, but you are severely misinformed about racism. Okay? Mexicans, they do eat fish, lots of it, ceviche. They eat very well. Okay, I go to Mexican stores specifically to buy their food.
Mexico, okay? but I'm talking about American.
Okay, I grew up eating government cheese myself, sir. My mom and parents, we were on food stamps. We lived in the ghetto, okay? And this Anglo-American and I didn't construct anything. Okay, listen, I don't want to get angry.
Right?
You're just severely misinformed, sir.
But your racism, see, is coming to
you
right now,
see,
okay?
Okay, now, see, would it be racist for me to say I want to start an Anglo youth club at my kid's high school? Would that be racist for me?
Yes, sir, it would. Yes,
okay, would it be racist for you, then, to have an African-American youth club at the same high school?
No, it would not, sir.
No, why would it not be, then? Why would it not be? Why is it okay for blacks and Mexicans, and I'm saying I'm not trying to point anybody out, to say they can have black entertainment television, but I can't have white entertainment television? Okay, I'm saying it's ridiculous. You guys are trying to find everything in the world to make your situation somebody else's fault.
You already do have white entertainment television.
Okay. Yeah.
Every channel.
every
channel.
But we cannot call it white entertainment television like you can black entertainment television. Because then that would be racist. You take everything to the furthest extreme. I'll let you speak. I'm not trying to overtalk you. It's just frustrating.
You don't need to, see. But we need
it's frustrating when people are misinformed and uneducated. We don't live in the
science,
sir. We do not live in the South. I love you just the same as my other brother. I don't care what color you are.
I don't care about that.
There is
no
such thing as an Anglo market. I've never seen an Anglo market.
I need to know.
Little whitey boy market.
You would not know it, but if you're Hispanic, you would know an Anglo market because it's all the food that you can't eat, you know.
Oh,
I can't eat what
you
eat.
I have no idea. Do you know anybody in the Hispanic community? Do you even know them?
I can't. Yes, I do, and I can't eat.
I'm eating tripe out of a tractor disc. Okay,
Have you ever eaten Mexican food? Well, I don't know who you're talking to, but
are you serious?
I don't know who you're talking to. You might be talking to some Aunt Jemima or what do
you
call it?
No, sir, you're uneducated. People don't think like that anymore. We're not walking around with
Uncle Ron.
We don't care if you're black. We don't care if you're Mexican. We don't care if you're Asian. And the whole comment about Asians eating cats and dogs, that's ridiculous. Do you still think that way, dude?
The last gentleman said that he ate a duck.
And if I was hungry, I would eat a duck, too.
I didn't even have that. We had cats and dogs. And since I'm not Asian, I didn't eat those.
You have the same grocery store as every other town in the United States, and if you don't have the money, the government will give you money to go and get that. Okay? I know. I grew up in the ghetto.
Have you ever grown up around Mexicans? Because, first of all,
I have. I live in Bakersfield, California, dude, the great capital of the world. I'm trying to get down, but it's very frustrating the way people
You can't be black, okay? So quit trying to be black.
I ain't trying to be
black. What does that mean, quit trying?
You're talking about eating black IDs.
I love them. They're great. They're great.
I don't love them, man. You're just trying to hang. You know, you're trying to hang.
No. What you don't understand is
are you homeless?
We're not racist. We don't hate you.
And who's we?
We don't construct things against you.
Well, who's we, man? I mean, are you part of an organization?
No, I am just an American trying to get by.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 877-87.
Who wants to be a black man, you know? And I'm not even black. I'm Hispanic. And so I don't know what he was talking about.
Well, he was saying that you are leaning on the racist card too heavy. And he had a lot of very stereotypical ideas, but the fact of the matter is, you were saying that black guys should be allowed to, and Hispanic people should be allowed to, but white people can't. I understand all of that, but I still don't get what you're saying when you say that you can't eat stir-fried scallops.
I can't eat stir-fried scallops. That white man said that he eats the same way I eat. Well, if he eats the same way I eat, he ain't never had a stir-fried scallop.
Well, that doesn't mean Hispanic people don't eat that.
If I don't eat it, Hispanic people don't eat it.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. Mike in Lexington, North Carolina. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Brassfield Nueva.
Yeah, this guy, he's racist. I'm married to a Hispanic woman, and, you know, we're not rich or anything, but we eat a lot of Mexican food, and my wife loves Chinese, and there's a lot of Hispanic population where I'm at down here in North Carolina. And they're poor, and they can afford to eat, and they could go on a diet or whatever, and they can make New Year's resolutions.
Can they go on an Anglo diet?
You could go on a, you could make a New Year's resolution if you want to go on a diet. Lose weight, you can quit smoking, too. And quit drinking.
If you're Hispanic, you can't go on a regular New Year's resolution diet because of the white construct.
My wife is from Costa Rica. She's Hispanic. And she made a New Year's resolution that she's going to lose weight. So you tell me.
How's she gonna do that if she has she ever had scallops?
What's that?
Has she ever had stir fried scallops?
Yes, she has.
Well, see, I don't understand
that.
She
said, and she eats refried beans, and we have tortillas, tacos. We have the Mexican food along with the American food.
What about do you have the burrito supreme? Have you had that?
Yes.
You have had the burrito supreme. What about, okay, have you ever had, what do you call it, the soft taco, the fish taco, three for a dollar?
What do you mean three
right.
for a
yeah.
dollar?
We have a lot
That's
of Mexican.
Taco Bell. That's Taco Bell. Look it.
No, I want to know if this gentleman, if she can go on a diet, then I'm all for her.
That's her favorite fast food place is Taco Bell. And I'm telling you, you're Hispanic and you're using it, you're racist.
You're an American, right?
You're an American.
You're eating American food. That's what Taco Bell is.
You just admitted you are an American. You weren't Hispanic, you were American.
I sort of am.
What does that mean,
sort of? You sort of am what?
I sort of am an American, but I don't feel American because I can't eat that. I can't go into an Anglo market and look at that vegetable and feel as if I know it.
Oh, yes, you can. We have supermarkets here that have Hispanic section. With all the Hispanic foods.
Do they have Hispanic vegetables?
Yes, they do. And all the spices and everything that are Hispanic? Yeah. Every supermarket here has a Hispanic section.
Are the beets from Spain? Do the beets come from Spain?
No, they're not from Spain. They're from Mexico.
Okay, that's what I mean, Mexico.
Yeah.
What do you mean, are the beets from Mexico?
Yeah, that's right. If I walk in there, I can't recognize a vegetable.
What do you mean, recognize a vegetable? What's a beet look like that comes from Mexico?
No, you don't understand. It's labeled. It's just the whole thing, man.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And good luck to your wife on her diet. 877-876-PHIL.
That guy said that his wife was going to go on a diet, but she loved Taco Bell. Taco Bell is American food. That's not Mexican food. That is American food. If I go into an Anglo-Euro market, all I'm going to see is American beet. It says it's a beet from Mexico, and if it's got a label.
Let me ask you a question. Are you telling me you feel uncomfortable in the produce section?
Henry, I'm not laughing at you.
No, I just don't want to know. Are you feeling uncomfortable in the produce? Are you feeling uncomfortable, man, unless the beet says from Mexico?
You know, man, if I knew Spanish and I forgot my Spanish, I'd tell you to burn. Oh.
Well, I mean.
You want to get him back?
I don't know. He's saying that he feels uncomfortable in the produce section of the supermarket if the beets. Oh, is he back? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I just want to say, Mr. Henry, I was not laughing at you. I was not mocking you.
No, I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying you felt uncomfortable in the produce section because the beet doesn't say made in Mexico.
You don't make a beet. Wow. You don't make a beet, man.
I mean grown or picked or whatever.
Product of. It would say product of Mexico. And I'm uncomfortable. I feel, yeah, I would rather be among vegetables that are of, that are, you know, my, that are my kind of vegetables. You know, my, my people, they're not my people, but...
So you feel a little...
Oh, man, I hate you.
So, in other words, he feels a little put off, man, if he's standing in the produce section. What's the matter?
You shouldn't laugh at him.
Why not laugh at him? Are you kidding me? 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Plus, David Arquette heads to rehab in the Margaret Gray Entertainment Report as well. Newly debuted Margaret Gray Entertainment Report. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Brass, Phil, and a Wave. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I do. I feel intimidated.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Back here with Brass, Phil, and a Wave, who is a member of Los Malos, a Hispanic empowerment group, that a political action group that believes New Year's resolutions are a racist, white, or Anglo-Euro construct. Now, you know, I got to tell you, Brass, it sounds like the stuff of almost a joke, you know.
Well, I mean, to you it's a joke, yeah. Okay, I mean...
No, but it just, I mean, okay, you could be right. When I hear, you know, the racist New Year's resolutions, it's almost like the same as saying the racist, the racist fire retardant suit, you know, the racist telephone design.
No, Mr. Henry, I can assure you that this is not some trivial, okay, point of view, okay, meant for your amusement or anybody who is listening to your program. Okay, as much as you have tried to take it in that direction, okay?
No, I haven't, sir.
I believe you have. This is in the last segment, okay? You, laughing about me being uncomfortable, okay, in the produce section of an Anglo-Euro market, okay? I tried to explain to you, as well as explain to your other callers, okay, and that man who was married to a Hispanic lady and that other white man who has been in, black section eating black eyed peas, all this, okay? If I go into an Anglo-Euro market, okay, I, as a Hispanic, am not familiar with it, okay? I'm familiar with the market, okay, and I know about Coca-Cola and everything. But if I go into where they keep the apples and or I'm there where they keep peaches or nectarines, then I'm immediately put off, okay? There's an intimidation factor, okay? I'm sure you felt that way if you've been into a neighborhood that's a black neighborhood or a Hispanic neighborhood, you know?
No. You're talking about going into a produce section of a supermarket.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Well, what's that got to do with me going into a black neighborhood or a Hispanic neighborhood?
Well, that's what the point that I'm trying to make to you, okay, about New Year's resolutions being for a white construct, because you can do a diet eating white food if you can afford it. You cannot do a diet eating white food if you're Hispanic. You can't afford it. So I'm immediately... And also, I'm not familiar with it. So I feel as if I'm standing in the middle of, like I'm down near Western, okay, the night that the, Rodney King verdict came in, okay? And all of them are the vegetables.
What are you talking about, man?
Forget it.
I understood what he said.
Yeah, I'll bet you did understand what he said. I'll bet you did. You know?
Well, what?
He's telling me that he goes into a supermarket and stands there in front of the vegetables and feels the way, I'm sure, the way you would have felt down on Western the night the Rodney King verdict came in? What does that mean?
He's intimidated by it.
Let me tell you something, man. If I'm cruising through any neighborhood that I shouldn't have been in when the night the Rodney King verdict came down, I'd be scared to death. How do you stand in a vegetable section of a supermarket feeling that kind of fear?
Well, no, you didn't say that. He said that he's not with his own people.
What do you mean his own people, man? He's standing around lettuce and apples.
Yeah, but he meant about less apple that are grown in Mexico.
Well, then if that's what he meant, then what he should have done is come up with a better way of saying it. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, come on, man. If you don't like certain foods, it ain't like you're about to get beat up. You know, you ain't down on Western about ready to get beat up because the Rodney King verdict came down and it exonerates the cops. You feel like you're in that kind of fear, huh? I don't get it, man. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much, Mr. Villanueva.
See, when you laugh like that, that's what made him feel bad.
You know what, man? Anybody that didn't laugh at that, there's something wrong with them. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Villanueva. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our website, philhenryshow.com. Brand new year, and the website continues to grow. Not only you find people subscribing to it, but new offerings, not only our Phil podcasts, our classic Phils, a whole new series of video offerings will be coming up. We continue to turn all of our archives into downloads. We continue to add to the archives, filling it all out, man, so that not only do we have every single archive tape from 1999 to the present, at least, all of it will be downloadable and all of our show logs complete. It's a big, big project, but we are getting it done. We'll be back next hour. Margaret Gray with her entertainment report on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Man, I feel sorry for you.